Yeah, perhaps the most memorable exchange along the lines of the wish list that I ever had with a patient was a woman in her early 40s I took care of who died from rectal cancer that was metastatic. And what she wanted to live for, she expressed in this way to me. She said, "I have a 15-year-old son, and he's not yet the man that I know he can be." And she savored driving him to his activities. She said that she viewed chauffeuring him around to his friends and to different activities in a completely different way. It was no longer a chore, but it was an opportunity for her to have important conversations with important time with him. And to this day, I almost cry every time I think of this, because she wanted to do what she could to make him the man he was going to be.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we talk about this few percent thing. Actually, I think I may have mentioned to you, I interviewed Dan Sargent and asked him about the work that we'd done, you know, looking at this. And he told me that he had Hodgkin's and got chemo radiation, as you probably know, Axel, having been his colleague. I said, "Well, what do you think about this 1%, you know, kind of thing?" And he said, "Well, if I were single, no way would I get treated for 1%. But I'm looking at my kids right now." And I don't know, how often, Alan, do you see that that's a driving motivation for people?
Well, it sure would be for me.
It would be for me, too.
So I think there's no connection like your kids. I think for most people, I believe, when they take treatment that's gray area, are driven more by concerns of others around them than they are by their own interests. In fact, I think a lot of patients who take treatment do it against their better judgment because they think they have some work left to be done.
I was thinking about your rabbi, too, in terms of what he said. I wonder if he was trying to make other people comfortable.
Well, he was amazing. He strolled the infusion center regularly and chatted to people, and he succumbed to the disease like the majority of patients do. But basically, his message was, you're you, and do what you need to do for yourself. So, and I think, as you get older, I agree with Neil, I think we all sort of drift a little bit in the purity, in the sort of academic sense, and you realize that these decisions are much more complex than the academics would paint them.